Would it be hologram or holograph?
A shadow?
A shadow?
You want to separate into your shadow?
Yeah, separate into your shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah, shadow. Yeah, shadow man. Two steps shadow behind man. Yourself and then blow your own brains out because you're wearing suspenders and you look like Maddie Matheson's napkin.
Is Maddie Matheson the chef?
Yes. Yeah, he's in a screamo band.
Yeah. It's really funny because it's gay.
We're called the Meatballs.
Is he a gay guy?
The name of the band is called Pigpen or something.
Yeah, it's something.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
It's like.
I might as well call it Smoke Ring or something.
It's like if I grew up my hair longer and I was the front man to Lion's Mane. I'm Lion's Mane.
M-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got there?
Just the nail clippers are in here somewhere.
Nice.
Gotta get my clip on real quick. I gotta get my clip on.
I don't know what to say. I've been looking.
My nails are feeling grisly. I know you noticed. I saw you looking. I saw you peeping.
Yeah. I saw you scratch your arm and you were bleeding because they were so long.
Yeah.
You had checkered flag. You had like press on nails and it was checkered flag racing ones.
Oh my goodness.
So how's your week?
What day is today? Wednesday? What did we do? We did, what did I do Monday? Do you know what I did Monday, Chris?
We probably gamed.
Did we game? Oh, we did the game for Brandon thing.
Yeah. Any update on Brandon?
The last I heard, which was, 4 days ago, his organs are doing better, but his heart is still in a weakened state.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like enough information to be like, oh, this is good or oh, this is bad. It was just an update that could have meant anything. So I don't know how he's doing.
Is it like did he catch that in a foreign country?
I didn't ask. He has septic pneumonia, which means his blood is infected. I just assumed that he got sick on one of these effing things that he does.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got it though.
How do you clean your blood?
You got to use Clorox, straight Clorox.
Clorox blood cleaner.
Yeah.
Clorox blood cleaner. Clorox blood. Oh, there it is. It's just regular Clorox. Clorox blood cleaner. Oh, there it is. You just want to screw the top as fast as possible and slam it.
Yeah.
Die. just drop dead immediately. Yeah. Oh, perfect. My blood's... You fall right into the ground straight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel it. That's definitely. Fuck.
It's good. It's good. It's working.
I just, what do you say? You twerk?
It's, I said it's oh, good. It's working.
Oh, it's working. My doctor just told me my blood. Yeah. Why doesn't everybody have dialysis?
There should be home dialysis. That should be Elon's next thing. It's getting dialysis in everybody's homes.
Yeah, it should hook up to your
cleaned out.
Get your blood nice and purified. I remember when we were kids, there was an electrical toy that would shock you at the arcade, at the old timey arcade,
mm-hmm.
and they said it would purify your blood. Do you remember that?
No,
I just remember the one that vibrated. That was like if it was like the electric chair one.
Yeah, the electric chair.
That's all I remember.
And then you could become like hyper badass.
Does anybody want water or Diet Coke?
I just opened one up like a moron. It's right out there.
Intuitively find it.
Yeah.
The thing they do that thing where they take your blood out of you and they spin it through a centrifuge and remove the impurities and then put it back in you. That's supposed to be really good.
Keith Richards did that, didn't he?
We probably don't have that in America because it works.
Because doctors are like, listen, have I showed you Vyvanse?
Yeah.
You clean up your blood with Vyvanse. With Adderall, you dumbass. Tampons.
Quesbitrol. You need to take Quesbitrol.
Shazdan.
Never mind the fact that I'm a Quesbitrol platinum tier rewards member.
I booked the St. Regis and the New York's, the London St. Regis.
I have New York Rangers tickets.
It's box seats.
Thanks to how many Nebbia Scroll. I forgot even what I'm selling.
I sold you Nebbia Scroll. And watch this. I can make a New York Ranger give me a French kiss right now. a whole uniformed hockey player just comes in with skates on into his office and gives him the wettest, gayest kiss.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think. You know, the doctor sketch from Extreme Peace. Mm. You remember back in the day, we found that forum.
Yes,
it was a web forum used by pharmaceutical reps.
Yes,
and they would and you go on this forum, and it's not supposed to be like a public facing forum. It's pre Reddit. It was for pharmaceutical reps only, I believe.
What was it called?
Can't remember, but you'd go on there, mm-hmm. and it would be so the gist that you get from the posts is that pharmaceutical reps are picked for how they look.
Hot girls.
It's hot girls and hot guys.
Yeah,
in basically equal amounts, because the doctors are all bi, and the girl reps would be complaining about how the doctors were like fucking the guy, this doctor started fucking a guy rep because he was a college football player or something like that. Stuff like that. Like, it's like, yeah, sex gossip. And the pharmaceutical reps, the people whose job it is to go to doctors and say, I'm from GlaxoSmithKline, and we're really excited to be working with you. And we wanted to make you aware of a new drug that's really going to help your patients out. And there's like tiered reward systems where they, you know, if you're one of these doctors writing prescriptions, you get perks, and it's like not monetary compensation, but it's obviously the type, yeah, of thing that casinos do for high rollers.
Yes, yes. And it was pretty out there. It was pretty, like,
not to mention the straight up prostitution, which is, yeah, what most of it was.
Yeah,
most of it was the pharmaceutical reps talking about fucking the doctors and how this doctor's nasty because he's sucking this other pharmaceutical rep's dick and all this other. It's like,
I fuck this. Yeah, it's illegal at the least.
Very.
That's that part is it has to be anything attached to insurance. I was on the way home talking to this cool dude. They're doing ketamine therapy now on insurance.
Oh yeah, I think they've been doing
and rehab. So now's your chance, Sam, to do all the ketamine that you wanted to do. Yay. Yo, they used to call Sammy K-holes in the raves.
Sammy K-hole.
I can't even picture it.
So, what are we gobbling on tomorrow?
Hmm? Taters?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I totally forgot.
I'm doing this is stolen from Kyle, and he's actually going to do it, but he was like, I'm going to do Alton Brown's famous mac and cheese. And then I was like, that actually sounds probably really good.
I'm going to do that too. It's weird that you say that. I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
So,
the mac and cheese with brown butter? Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You don't do that normally?
Yeah. That's a staple in my house. No, we're going to do a...
Chris, will you bring me mac and cheese? Will you save some for Friday?
If my auntie makes some.
Mm. Does your auntie make good?
Yeah. Did you try the barbecue?
No.
Do you?
Is it out there?
It's in the fridge.
Is it good?
Is it crisp barbecue?
You can eat it cold.
Hey,
is it Lynch barbecue?
Yeah, you want to bring it out?
Okay. Yo.
Hey, I'll bring it out.
Hi. Hey.
Howdy doody. No room for the phone, I guess. Hey guys.
Hey Charles.
Hey,
hey,
what's up, man? How are you? That's so funny. No room for my phone. I'll fuck myself.
Just put it up my fucking gay ass.
Right in. You throw it in your own ass.
throwing it in my own ass.
You're just like, ah.
Throw it in your ass.
It lands. It like doesn't even make a noise.
Oh, it belongs there. Oh,
man.
That's
so funny.
Damn. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Going
classic style.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day feast.
It's going to be a good one. You deep frying it? Frozen this time?
I'm frying a turkey in my living room, burning my house down.
Just throwing big blocks of ice in the deep fryer.
That's really funny.
Turkey legs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you use the Traeger?
Now, did this go in this container hot?
You let it rest.
Oh, yeah. You don't want it fucking juicing soup.
I might can't. I can't touch it.
Okay, it looks bad.
You need a utensil for that one.
It's crisp.
What does it mean that if you're streaming or something or and you're hungry and you eat, then you're fucking shut down like you have AIDS. Does that mean your thyroid's messed up?
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, that happened when we had that McDonald's. It made me.
It fucks you up, and you can't recover unless you had cocaine.
Yeah, we lost 45 minutes of streaming because we.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Why? Would you guys pass out on McDonald's?
We had McDonald's, and my energy level really dropped real bad.
That's I hate that.
So funny.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's starches, I think, right? Or like you get starched out.
I don't know. It's probably blood sugar, right? Is that what it is?
Is it McChickens?
It's your blood sugars, your response.
Yeah, like bread stuff. Anytime I eat bread, I'm like.
It's the body's natural pre-diabetic response. Yeah.
Well, why would you get energy if you eat? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Caramel. Oh, thanks. Mm. Yeah, it makes sense, though. You get anti-energy from eating. Makes sense.
Yeah.
These Costco classics?
These are Costco. Pure. Costco Pure, that's their upsell label. Their more high-end brand is Costco Pure.
They should call it Costco Nestle.
Costco Nestle CEO water conversation.
Yeah, and they freaking lynch him from a tree after he says that water shouldn't be free.
They pull his head off at 100 mile an hour car with slack. Instantly, that's how they do it.
I wish.
They give him like a leather helmet with a chain on it. And they're like, they tap the car and it's like, boom, like rips his head right off.
It'd be so nice.
That would be the coolest.
We literally have shit like this in the.
That's awesome.
The cabinet. I don't touch it though.
That ought to give you a lot of energy.
That's Kirkland. Yeah. It looks like an energy bar. All chocolate 150.
I'm a chunky bar guy.
Look at that.
And the starches and all that. I had a goddamn tort cake. Like it was flourless and it still made me want to kill myself after I ate it.
Really?
I couldn't even read, couldn't talk. I should have just died.
Damn.
A tort? Yeah. Just so sick of it. I'll just not eat.
I like not being able to hold my piss. That's fun. Or always drinking so much water you have a bladder full of piss nonstop.
It's probably good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or something worse. Or something that, or definitely worse.
It's filled with yellow blood that looks just like piss.
It's foamy. I cut my arm open. It's pissing you. It's yellow piss coming out of my arm.
It stinks like piss.
A dick comes out of my cut and starts pissing. It comes out in a stream in my mouth. Just like a dog bites me, it comes out like pissing.
Dog's drinking piss.
Yeah. People are trying to help me. I'm fucking squirting them, pissing on them. It's fast. It's a wicked hard stream.
It's like a pressure washer. Yeah. You're cleaning the concrete.
I'm drawing swastikas in people's car doors with it.
You're a rabbi when you're doing it. What happened?
Skankfest was really fun.
Good.
It was really good. It was in New Orleans, which is totally different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other fun things over there.
I'm guessing it was better and more awesome than Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it was different. It was like a totally different. They had like one room, like a big room, like a probably 1,500, 2,000. Mm-hmm. And then they had a tent that was like 500. And then they had like two other rooms that were like 200.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it was kind of like, it was different.
Were they spread out? Was it like a big campus?
It was a campus again, like another long walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like one of those things where like, we're going to put you through the UFC paces. We're going to make you walk 70 miles towards the end of a pier.
Walking 70 miles.
And we're going to beat you mercilessly for 3 days.
But okay, now be funny.
Yeah, go!
Did they have fighting stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched this. The fucking fights were crazy. This guy had like a heart attack like 3 days ago. Like I came in like hungover as all get out. I'm like, ugh. It's hot.
He's like, would you have a heart attack?
I'm like, no. He's like, I did. All right, I got to go fight. Gets in the ring. He's like a thinner guy. Like older though. Like probably, like 40. But like rough 40.
That's crazy.
Big scar right in the middle of his chest. Just fighting at noon.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, just fucking choke. No, a taser gun fight.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
They're shooting for faces of death.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. They had a car, a Ferris wheel. They had a Gravitron.
Mm-hmm.
They had a, it was cool. And I was watching the ass slap fights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the nude roast, the naked roast. A lot of naked broads.
Oh.
just dicks everywhere. It's fucking.
They're stinking up the place.
Zach Amico took a staple to the nut right on stage with a stapling gun, and it was like, and he doesn't complain. He was getting staples to the face. They were stapling dollars to him, like all over him.
Is it like becoming more of that?
No. This is just like the shit you remember. I mean, I could tell you, I watched 9,000 standups.
Did they do backyard wrestling too? Fucking around on chairs with tacks on him and everything.
Yeah, it was basically like that. And then he hasn't said a peep the whole time. And then the girl's like, "This is a mouse trap. It is designed to break a mouse's back." He just clips it on his dick. Not a peep out of him. Then he takes a staple to the nut, and he was like, "Ah!" You could tell. And I was like, everybody was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, like you're probably holding back puke hearing that.
Yeah. Like everybody like dropped on the ground and like their legs shot out. You were like, everybody heard it.
Damn.
And then I saw him later on. He was like, that one stung me. He was like, "I've done it 1,500 times. That one got me good."
So he got the ball this time.
And I was like, I walked away. I was like, "All right, I'm going to walk away and I'm going to fucking die."
Damn.
I'm afraid to sit on my.
You have a heart attack? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Poor guy. But it was fun.
What's that? I remember back in the day, the rotten days or the steak and cheese, whatever those days. I remember watching videos of guys nailing their fucking balls to keyboards and shit. So I didn't know that was coming back. There was a renaissance of
Renaissance fair.
Sad.
Yeah, I need a jackass vibes.
I need a mead after that, but that was cool.
Did he at least get paid to do it?
The comedy was fun. Yeah, it was good. I saw these two guys. They were riding a Ferris wheel, looking at each other, and they're just doing coke. That's kind of funny. They're just riding the Ferris wheel. They're handing a bag of coke back and forth to each other, and then they're just smoking cigarettes, and they're like looking at each other on a Ferris wheel. It's on the water. It was kind of funny.
Doing coke in the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the block. Like a British Navy sailor with the special lighter and the coat and stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta do coke like that.
Very well. Wow. It was good.
Me and Sam will go next year.
Yeah, you guys have to go. You guys are all missed. Everybody asked for
I'm
you.
All set with traveling.
Every day, I'd get asked 5 to 7 times a day.
I think my stand-up days are done. No, they're not. They're done and dusted.
It's funny you say that because I announced another tour.
FaceTime. I'll just walk around with Sam with the FaceTime. We'll send somebody out with
a
FaceTime.
Yeah, no, I said this was a Sam Hyde promise. We're doing a tour 2026. Stand-up. All new material. Different kind. Something you're not expecting. It's PG.
Oh,
we're working clean.
I'm working
clean now.
Yeah, I hope you like Homeward Bound.
All dogs go to heaven jokes.
All dogs go to heaven jokes.
Yep, I'm going to be doing 10 minutes now.
Chris is going to be doing 10 minutes.
Oh, yep. Clean.
Clean 10 minutes.
Ryan Regan-esque.
Yep. So you guys see Fievel Goes West?
I'm going to be doing like stuff like the face comedy.
Yeah. Like you holding a microphone with caution tape around your mouth.
Yeah, like,
he did not say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
It's cool, though.
Doing childhood stuff. That's what we call it, the childhood tour. We talk about our childhood.
Yeah.
We call it the age regression tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
We act like little babies.
Involuntary age regression.
Yeah, we call it the involuntary age regression tour.
I'm just giving kids Charlie horses in the audience and treating them like it's a 10-year-old's football birthday party.
There's a real good involuntary age regression scene in Dead Ringers. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. I'm not sure if I would recommend it, but it'll definitely make you sick beyond imagination.
It's faces of their dicks nailing in the keyboard.
It's just that Jeremy Irons is so good. Like it's you can stomach it, but it's really, I just thought I'd mention that just in case, just because we were on that topic.
I want to see.
It's really brutal.
I saw the
brutal.
Save filter, and I have age regression. I'm a little scared of.
Is it Jeremy Irons? We'll go to YouTube.
It's Jeremy Irons doing two roles, doing twins.
Oh, I gotta
see
that.
Dude, it's fucking. You'll be puking when you see it.
I gotta see that.
It's really sick at the end when you get the dose of the movie. It's really, really sick.
What's that movie?
Dead Ringers, or Ringer. I don't know if it's a ringer. Plural or not. Yeah, it's gonna be.
The scene is
the age regression. Maybe that'll do it, or maybe I wouldn't know
Jeremy
what else to
Irons.
Call it.
Scene.
Jeremy Irons eating cake. That will do it.
Oh yeah.
It's enough to make you sick when you see it.
We just got quarter screen.
That's quarter crazy. Screen.
No audio?
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
It actually sounds good and looks good. It's like it's on a real player.
It's like it's in a cup. Oh wow. That's so weird.
And some orange pop.
Yeah, this is really a sick movie. Very disturbing movie.
We haven't got any ice cream, have we?
Oh.
And we forgot to buy it. I want some ice cream.
Okay, close.
Holy fuck, man. Yeah, be warned if you watch this one.
What, he's gonna start crying like a baby?
Oh, no. Well, there's no possible way I could possibly, I just can't describe the movie. He's like a gynecologist or something, and he's making tools for alien vaginas, like something out of Geiger. It's a really insane
damn
movie. It'll make you puke.
How the hell do they have a scene like that in a movie with a plot like that?
It's because Cronenberg, that's why.
Oh.
You know, like fleshy things and shit. Like, oh, God. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even have brought that movie up. It's a real twisted movie. but anything bad happened at Skankfest?
No.
Oh, you didn't get into a fight or anything?
No. I'm trying
nice
to think. I was like a night owl the whole time, though. Like, I don't know. It was just everybody was up late every day. Not from, like, coke shit. From, like, just drinking. Bars didn't close. Like, you'd be there at like 4:30 in the morning, and then you just stay there. They'd be like, "You want another beer?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
damn."
And then they'd be like, "You want another beer?"
The people with the cups, the trapezoid cups.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Trapezoid cups,
the big plastic things.
Oh yeah, yeah,
Trapper Keeper cups.
Yeah. Trapper Keeper cups.
Those are good.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah,
cups.
Yes.
Tube.
Tube cup.
My goblet.
Here's an experiment.
My scepter.
What happens when you drink 148 ounces of light beer?
Your kidneys, thank you.
Your kidneys are going to verbally say, assault. Please arrest this man.
They call the cops on you?
Yeah. They're like, so I need to take your kidneys for a statement? They're just talking on my back.
They have a stethoscope. They're like,
uh-huh. So he did hit you. At what time would you say he put his hands on you? Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. The Skankfest was neat. Yeah.
Shouts out.
Shiodio.
It's fucking crazy.
We're gonna do it there again.
And okay.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. The scuffed
Scuffed Earth Alive was cool. We did Sam Talon as a guest.
Oh.
It was fun. Yeah. Nice. Super fun. It was funny, like, during the audience, it's like, you know, people passing out and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw. This kid, like, in the audience, like,
just yeah,
totally out. Alex Schultz goes over to him and he's like, stands over, and the kid's just like, "Oh, sorry."
Sorry is really funny.
Sorry. Like, it's really funny. Like, shit like that going on. It was good. No, it was really good. Rebecca Trent was cool. I talked to her. Just shooting the shit. I'm trying to think if I talked to anybody weird. No one weird.
Oh.
No. Kim Congdon's fucking crazy. She's cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's like cool. I didn't know she was like that nutty.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at 11 o'clock. I had to do skanks, and I had like a furry costume, and I was a fucking pickled piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I got this costume, and I ran to my van, and I had to go get this like onesie with the hands and the tail and the feet.
Is that on your Instagram?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I'm putting it on, and I look over to my right. No one's in this room that was last night like littered with everybody, you know, the green rooms that are like everybody. It's like 11 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like a noon show. I'm like, is anybody even here? There's like 1,000 people outside already. I'm like, oh man.
Damn.
I mean, I'm talking like blue hungover.
That's really funny.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That one, yeah.
Ooh.
I bought that on eBay for $300. You gotta do that. Anyway, that's all right.
I like the song.
Yeah, the meow meow song. I walked out to that. It's fun. It's fucking Schultz doing that to me. You gotta give the meow meow song. He's like making sure that happens. I'm just like, put some anime shit on. But Kim Condon's dressed up as Big J Okerson, like putting spirit gum on at 11 o'clock.
Damn.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, she's fucking crazy.
She came out without a shirt on?
She came out. Yeah, she comes out topless. Yeah, no. She's crazy, bitch. But I don't know. She looks like an average. Like, she looks like a pretty girl. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like know. I've hung out with her like for 5 minutes once, and this time I don't know.
Maniac.
I didn't really hang out with her. She was cool. Mm-hmm. She was fucking. I had a high appreciation for how much of a fucking trooper she was. And everybody was really cool. Everybody was very, very nice.
Nice.
Everybody had a good time.
Excellent to hear.
Nice.
You should have come.
How did Schultz do?
He did great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the a new character.
I saw him working on it. It was mad funny.
Yeah.
Is he going to put that on YouTube or what?
I don't know.
He might be putting it on RedTube.
He's going to put it on LobsterTube. but he did it again in New Orleans. I had to follow him and I fucking bombed. Not New Orleans, in Austin, Texas. Austin. I had to follow him and I bombed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, it's a full act. Mm-hmm. Fucking piped it. It's great.
What do you call it if you bomb after an opener? What is the phrase for that again?
Eating shit on the ground in silence. It was fun though. I liked it. I always hated bombing. You know, you laugh at it hard. Like you're like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's an interesting feeling.
It's so bad. When you're doing like, when you're laying on the ground doing things and you're getting like, it hit to nothing.
Oh, hell yeah.
To zero. And I was like, yo.
That's when you take out a gun shoot a shot.
Literally, if I had one, I'd have shot the ceiling. I was about to pull like a stunt where I just literally roll right off the stage and walk out of the building.
Damn.
I was like, oh, there was like no, and there was just no energy for me. It was like an open mic thing that I was.
What place?
Okay.
Place. I just did like an open mic or a mic at Sunset Strip.
But I should have been pretty good. Raw though. Open mic. I've never had a good open mic once in my life.
No. It's a rough room. Apparently it's like a thing. I mean, it's a fun room. If it's good, people were good. I watched dudes who were way funnier than me all weekend. A lot. Mm. There's a lot of people doing comedy that are funny. So I watched a bunch of shows there, but it was cool. Mike Ridley's show was awesome. Banana Phone, and did a bunch of podcasts.
Nice.
But yeah, you just watched so much. I was so fucking, by the end of it, you're like, dude.
There's a lot of stand-up. A
lot of fucking stand-up. Because you go to Austin, and Austin's like Skankfest every day. And then you do Skankfest for 4 days, and you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. So if I never hear my fucking voice again, I'll be happy.
Hmm.
So you guys do stand up. You guys should do stand up right now.
We'll do stand up right now.
Do a tight five.
We'll do it right now.
Do a tight five right now.
Do a tight five.
Sit down. Do the stuff about the.
We could just go live gaming. We could just go.
We should bring a chair and just we could do sit down.
Like our backs to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live gaming's funny.
Just Counter Strike.
Live speed running.
Yeah.
On a not too big TV. That's not even in the they can't even see it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So Chris, what do we got for links up here? We got any good links today?
Stuff.
I send you guys some good ones.
Let's get that rolling. In the meantime,
an ad read from Michelin Tires.
What's everybody's favorite? Let's rank Thanksgiving dishes.
Mm.
What?
What's your favorite Thanksgiving?
Are you looking up the links right now?
I'm moving them to the.
You need time?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay, you need 2 minutes.
Like
it's kind of a long time. Minute and a half? That's kind of a long time.
Chris is.
That's a tight seconds. A tight one.
A tight
I'll
one.
I'll do a tight one.
Okay,
do a tight one.
A tight one.
So what's the deal with freaking Thanksgiving Day? It's like turkey. So how did turkey even become the meat of choice? Why don't we have roast beef?
I usually just go to Chinese food restaurants on all holidays and just have chow mein and shit.
Yeah.
I don't do that though.
No, you don't.
I'd rather die than do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather ride a rickshaw around town.
Yeah. Isn't that a thing to do in like New York?
Well, that's a thing.
Oh, is it go get Chinese?
They like it because it's disrespectful.
Oh,
it's really? Some sort of blasphemy or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Your savior was born. We're gonna have noodles.
Oh,
it's a good thing that hell doesn't ever fill up. It's always got room, so they can do that all they want.
Infinite capacity.
Yeah.
I thought of you, Chuck. This is a Chuck joke. Imagine drunk driving this. I thought I was getting a DUI in a Disney float.
Holy shit. Is anyone else's headphones that loud?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll turn them all down.
Oh.
It's, well, yeah.
Just you, Chuck, or do you guys want yours down a little bit?
You could probably turn the OBS down, too, if well, that might mess with the mixing later.
This is
on,
stupid, but this reminds me of a Charles joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to be fucking kidding me! Oh, I'm getting smoked right now. I got to pull over. I'll call you right back.
You're seeing triple. This is what you're driving.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Like you realize like your character is drunk at a bar. You leave. You get in that. That's your car.
I think it'd be a prerequisite to even be on that thing. You'd have to be cocked.
Yeah. That goofy up there is hammered.
What is that thing? Colonic adaptation to daily lactose feeding and lactose.
This.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't follow anyone.
Is it a lactose intolerance post?
It's a diarrhea video.
Girl finds a paper from the 90s that suggests lactose intolerance. Spam skim milk. Okay, never mind.
It's like I can't. I follow zero people, but it still freaking gives me posts.
It's got good ideas for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great.
Don't go just yet. I have way more ideas for you, Charles. We have to write the martini glass.
Oh yeah, the martini taxi.
Charles leaves in a bombed out of a bar. Mm-hmm. He's in a 15-foot-tall martini glass with olives, steering it with an olive, and he gets pulled over, and he's in a hot tub 8 feet in the air, and the cop's pulling him over. Mm-hmm. He's like, "You been drinking tonight?"
What's that?
Soaking wet in a business suit, like tie around your head. Like, what the fuck would that? Is that even supposed to mean? Like cocking.
It's a good opportunity to film something underwater.
Yeah, you're in the glass, and it's like, like blue cheese stuffed olives. Yeah. You have them on your. They're as big as your hand. They're like this big.
Like Willy Wonka savories.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes.
That sounds fun.
It would be really fun. How the hell, where would we get a fucking, probably get the conical.
We'd have to get the Pope Mobile and repurpose it. The mobile, I meant.
This is stupid. This is just interesting.
Oh.
The world's longest throw.
Uh-huh.
And he just throws a tire down a mountain.
Where the hell is he?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that just completely dependent on the...
I was going to say, couldn't he just back up 20 feet?
Have they not dropped stuff from, like, the upper atmosphere?
Oh, good point.
Didn't the guy do a Red Bull and then flew off of it?
Yeah.
Travis or something?
Yeah, old Travis.
Travis Trana did the...
Well, this is if you're Indian, this counts as a throw. Is the guy fucking Indian?
I think he was.
He's got another one in the upper left corner there replying to Stuart Holmes. He's throwing another wheel. This guy's the wheel throwing man.
Oh, he looks smart.
They should have just put the camera in the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have if they had any balls.
Why did they bother doing this?
This is a long throw.
Record throw.
It's so stupid. Watch it. It just keeps going. It's retarded. It looks like a Tom Hanks movie.
this is tight.
You remember that movie, the wheel one? We watched it in Atlanta back in the day. It was like a wheel that would kill people.
Is that Eric Wareheim?
Remember that one?
Or Romain Gavras?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it the French guy, the director of the...
Rubber.
Holy
shit.
Are you talking about the sentient
Quentin Dupuy?
The sentient tire that blew up people with the
It would, I think it'd fuck people up their asses or something.
And, it's the guy who looks like Eric Wareheim, but it was Quentin Dupuy.
Quentin.
You have a movie? It's about the tire.
I like the videos of the guys running down hills. Like, I don't mind that, but tires, like, what's the point? You ever see guys just sprinting down hills and then fucking rolling for a mile? Yeah. No.
Is there another movie like this?
I feel like there is.
I think this is it.
Does it kill him?
This is it.
This is a Kyle question. Kyle showed me.
It's in the seat. It's like, fuck, suck my dick, motherfucker.
He doesn't notice. Put the thing in a fucking fire. Oh, wow. Jesus, gonna get the fuck out of there.
He better start driving.
What is his problem?
He's horny.
Oh, he's gonna have like a heart attack or something? Oh, it's like the men who stare at goats. Whoa.
Cool.
It's just scanners with a tire.
Yeah. We did it. We've won. Damn that movie.
Can you go to ChatGPT and say, is there another movie like Rubber, parentheses 2010, that follows around a tire?
Oh, shit.
What?
I have a chimney sweep and nobody's at my house.
Oh, no. You have a kid doing it?
I have the best guy ever to do it.
Well, I'm... Fuck.
Tell him to fuck off. You guys ever see It Follows? You remember that one back in the day?
Yeah.
What was It Follows?
It's a horror movie.
Yeah. I remember the soundtrack was kind of interesting.
Chris and the Chimney Sweep.
He's got chimney sweep issues?
Trevin, boost the audio from the chimney sweep conversation. We need to see how Chris deals with business.
He's crying. He's crying. He's trying to hide it.
No, I know I wasn't there. I know it's bad. Please come back.
Does he have a fireplace? One second. Give it to me. I'll take care of it.
Are these good?
Just say you had a medical emergency, Chris.
Use diarrhea. It always works the easiest.
I had bad diarrhea. I had to leave the house.
What the fuck?
Go to Top Golf. I'll meet you there in like 3 hours.
Just use this as an opportunity to finally go to Top Golf. Oh, that's not working good enough for you? All right, I'll fuck myself.
Chimney sweep. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Mm.
That's the caramel.
Melty. Melted.
Remember the old Caramello commercials?
Yeah, Caramello.
Stretch it out, out, out. He's fucking jerking off on camera. They were crazy.
Not what it's supposed to be.
Do they even have candy commercials anymore?
No.
Damn, I haven't seen one yet.
No, everything's like insurance.
Fuck. I heard some. I forgot who was talking about it, but who gave me this information? They have gambling commercials on television.
Yeah.
What?
Like FanDuel and shit. It's sad, isn't it?
How about this one?
Since when? How is that legal? Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
Unbelievable.
I gotta do an emergency thing real quick. Sorry.
That's so super crazy.
Deer skin. Quentin Dupuy, man, becomes obsessed with a leather jacket, spirals into weirdness, extremely similar humor and tone.
Oh, wrong. So he's a good filmmaker. Yeah.
I do the tire, I do one about the leather jacket.
He's a regular John McTiernan.
I do one about chaos, dark humor, nonsensical logic.
Surreal, absurd, police interrogation. It's a pure Dupuis style, very weird movie.
I bet there's a mirrored shades shot in every movie.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Hobo with a Shotgun, do you remember that?
Mm. Yeah, I hated that.
Was it not good?
It's something.
Just because of the name, I always refuse to watch it.
Yeah.
He did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is absurd like that. Okay.
Oh.
He didn't do Attack.
No, oh. No.
None of the cartoon.
Classic goofy killer object comedy.
I like the ones with something that you would not expect to be able to do murder. Maybe like spirit demon takes over the tire or shakes. Or like
takes over a frog.
Ceiling fan.
Yeah, like something like a sofa or a, you know, like a...
Or like a kiss.
What about rubber? Rubber too. Killer condoms.
They have evil condoms during sex, you know, safe sex, of course. And you put on the condom, ripped for your pleasure, as you have a...
Film is very good because there's lots of opportunity to make sex.
To make... fun. You see the breasts, you see the pussy, it's funny.
Back, it's full back. Shots of it, the Bill Belichick fucking shots, yeah. Everything in the movie. He's got his taking selfies of penetration right above him.
I let you do a tongue clit shots. Vile. Tongue clit, rim ass, deep throat.
He's doing x-ray shots during sex.
X-ray.
Oh my God. X-ray shot. Camera. What's the ones where they stick like a medical device?
Probe camera.
Yep. Probe camera.
Inside cam.
It's very cool. Very grotesque. Yeah, very vile.
Very grotesque. Very cool.
Very cool. Everybody's favorite. Make a, you know, like a jar of pickles, with a condom on, fuck the girl, you know, make the girl dead, you know, dead girl. Nice. Anyway, back to this, there'll be a chimney sweeper with evil spirit. The girl, she like died of cancer, and then you put a camera on her pussy.
Selling it and saying, as though the person's going to understand why this is a good thing. The girl is dead.
Yeah.
the girl is dead.
Dead.
Sexy.
It's like an erotic detail.
Yeah. From, you know, choking on food, you know, choke, asphyxiate, die, ambulance, no natural cause, and they put the camera in the pussy, asshole. And man, the condom is evil. It blows her pussy up from the inside camera shot. Like
an airbag.
Yeah. And leave her there on the street. Kick her out on the street like a dog. Like a lasagna tray. Chris is handling business like a businessman. Not like a jar of pickle.
Chris, you're failing at adulting.
They said, well, it's like...
Well, look at the shirt on Chris.
Well, some place from Alabama. It's like, cash a check. No, I don't give me a credit card.
Right when you get there, you hand him a credit card.
Oh, thank you. Fucking. Oh.
Perfect.
Can they give me change?
Lip.
Take Diners Club.
Bag of cash. Zay, you can use this bag of cash. It will murder you.
Well, the, thank I got, you. I got my shit, my oil tank done, and they're like, "Oh, you guys, your shimmy's fucked."
Oh. Oh, you're gonna end up dead. Oh shit.
I don't know what chimneys.
Yeah. Tell them to keep their eyes off your fucking chimney, freak.
Chris is having a chimney confusion type day here.
Yep. He's chimping out.
Chimney's chimping out.
Chimping out.
Yep.
We call it.
That's so silly.
Yeah. I mean, oh. Yeah.
You playing it? What game you got going now for the long form?
We're doing Resident Evil 1.
Whoa.
A remake or the original?
The GameCube 2002 remake.
That's probably the play.
Which is so awesome.
Yeah, it still looks better than anything.
Red
it's
leaf.
So awesome.
Red leaf.
Red herbs.
Red herbs.
Yeah, red herbs. You got green herbs.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget getting that. I remember when that game came in the mail, the GameCube one. I might have lost it, though. I don't think I still
in Didn't the they possession. Have a lot of jump scares in that?
It's very scary. A couple.
Yeah.
It's very scary. I'm scared. I don't like playing it.
And we also, I played through Resident Evil 2 just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
The 2019.
How do you like it?
PC remake. It's unbelievable.
It looks really fantastic.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's so good. It's so hot. And then we did a speed run of that, a 4-hour speed run. I guess the record is 51 minutes. So we were getting hammered in the chat that it wasn't a good speed
did
run.
Did you have the timer going?
Yeah, no, we should have the timer going.
You get your milestones and all that shit. like fucking Mr. Black or whatever. Mr. Yeah. X, first Mr. X, and you got the fucking thing all the way.
Yeah. And then I've also been playing through Resident Evil 4. Mm. Which is so good. It's crazy. It's insane.
You're doing the remake or the GameCube?
The remake.
Okay. Is it good?
It's so good.
I have it. I just like, I don't feel like, I turn it on. I'm like, I don't even know where to go. I just uninstall
it. So good.
Sorry about that, guys. Truly.
No problem, Chris. Don't worry.
You missed a fun conversation, Chris, but you cannot go back to it.
How's your house?
It's good. It's just stupid little
nuts
shit.
Nuts and bolts.
Chimney.
It's always fun when someone doesn't, someone only takes cash.
Yep. Oh, yeah. By the way, nothing bigger than fives. Small bills, too, sorry.
Cash, small bills, coin rolls, coin rolls.
Well, if he doesn't have change, I'll just have him send me the difference in a check.
Have him suck your dick.
You can send it to me on you take change from him on a credit card only. But, so you're a dickhead.
I take his Venmo. So is there another movie that like Rubber, or was that the one?
Featuring a tire in the desert as a character.
We should make a Road Rash movie.
Yeah, they should have made a Road Rash movie.
God, that was the best game. Maybe
a road
ever
rash?
Made.
We should make a Road Rash movie.
So fucking good.
Is there something like this that Eric Wareheim is involved with?
I thought it was deer skin, as in like a letter. Deer skin.
Deer skin. Stop pimpling on my back.
What's Wareheim up to? What are those guys still around?
He's like a chef.
I think Tim's doing stuff. I don't know what Eric Wareheim's doing.
He's a chef.
He's cookbooks.
Eric Wareheim's filmography, Wrong Cops. Maybe that was it?
Oh, it looks good.
Oh, he was in another
Marilyn Manson.
Christopher's in this. Christopher Manson.
What is it about people that live in hot environments and like makeup and tattoos that make them think they should they put shit on film, like Rob Zombie type stuff?
Mm.
Hit play.
He's just a theater kid.
It's so cool that it's in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's everyone wants to go there to be a star.
Definitely put
I'm not
that.
I'm really very good at this kind of bullshit.
Is that fucking
wow,
Ray
nice
Wise?
Trip down to hell, buddy.
1, 2, 3.
Oh my God! What happened?
Come back here!
I shot him by mistake.
What are you listening to?
Something cool.
Hell oh, yeah. Yes. Is that Manson?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just makes me want to be in a dance club,
bro.
Oh, that guy.
No girls.
What is this?
Oh my God, this is so huge.
Hi, sexy.
Who's this?
Guess.
Mommy, is that you?
Does your daughter know?
You did gay porn.
Close it.
Yeah.
That actually seemed good.
I kind of wanted to keep watching this.
There we go.
Sounds like this makes me want to play Skyrim.
Yeah. This is Tyre 2. Maybe this is his brother that wasn't a killer. He just wanted to do core sports.
Mm-hmm. Did they retrieve the tire after they're done?
Yeah, that's what's funny. They just litter. It's called India.
Epic littering.
It, yeah, epic it makes it to the Ganges.
I love the thought of epic littering. Like we have this one in, like, we're on the van on the road, like just undo, like putting the window down and just dumping out like bags of fast food with like the cup, the French fry tray, the.
So it's like an Indian train.
Yeah, yeah, like yes, Indian trains.
Like, doing a 360 litter.
Yeah, yeah, like trick. Like ripping the bag open.
Trick shots.
Trick like, shot littering.
Like, yeah, like with a trick shot.
You give me a score, you're like, that's an 8.5. That was a great litter.
Filling it and whipping it against the windshield when you drive. Yeah.
Putting it against the windshield, putting the windshield wipers on it so it knocks it all up in the air.
Putting the windshield down.
That's it. It landed.
Yeah.
Oh, like, is he selling merch?
Oh, yeah. Buy this.
Can you believe that?
It says I'm a on it. It's
tired. I'm the stupidest alive.
Oh, wow.
Blow my back out doing that.
I threw the tires. I threw them down the sand hole.
Wait. What are the comments? So good, sand. But need the end.
I really hate seeing the videos of like that Chinese woman getting killed by a tire bouncing off the ground. It's the worst thing ever. God.
Or the dog with the pressurized bottle.
Well, what?
No.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't think the dog died, though.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
This isn't Enya, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Of course it is.
It reminds me of 9/11.
Yeah. 9/11.
Yeah, I think they were playing this during 9/11 times.
Really?
Yeah. If you can imagine that.
Is that like a dirt bike tire type?
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a... What kind of tire? It's probably like a BMW motorcycle tire, right?
It needs traction.
Yeah.
It's disgusting that it doesn't tip over. It just keeps going straight. What the fuck?
Shoot
it's
it.
It's maddening.
It's like,
man.
It's a there's a gyroscope in it.
I hope they just leave these things everywhere. That's so funny.
They should make it where it lands, his grave.
They just buried in the earth.
Do they just leave them?
They have to. They're not going down there. They're like this. I ain't going all the way down there and getting it.
It's still going.
They got a string attached to it. They just pull it back up. They're doing big yo-yo tricks.
Wait for the drop.
Right. Yeah. Oh, perfect. There it is.
Nice.
And that's where.
I was wondering what's the max penalty in any country for litter?
Is it Singapore?
Singapore, yeah.
Really?
Right, cane.
How'd you guys all know that?
Yeah, Singapore.
Just they'll whip your ass.
Yeah, if you spit on the ground, they'll fucking cane you.
Really?
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know.
Singapore. Wow.
I don't know what to think about.
Laws.
There's something good about strict laws, because if you had strict laws, you can actually have a society.
Yeah.
Mm. Bermuda. What?
The United That's, Kingdom. Lee Kuan Yew, right? Is he Singapore? Known for strict laws, first time minor littering offenses up to 1,000, repeat offenders. Go to jail for that.
Yeah. Doing time.
Yeah.
God. You could be in the CWO. It's like the NWO. But
yeah, I saw a Japanese woman. She dropped a glass bottle on the ground outside, and she's kneeled down and picked up every little piece.
Whoa.
In Japan?
Yeah. And then she bowed at like the pieces that are impossible to like get with your hands, and then she left.
What's bowing gonna do? Get them off the ground.
As respect, I don't know.
There's more glass there.
Well, did she lose her mind?
She probably didn't sleep all night from the guilt. But
wow.
The guilt of the mistake. She has no honor.
The guilt of the mistake.
Yeah, you definitely see they're about that
bitch
thing over there.
See if they're we'll see pretty soon if they're all about immigration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why they're going to try they're trying to slam them down their throat?
Yeah.
Nah.
The Japanese, they're not going to take that, right?
I didn't mean to bring up immigration, but it just reminded me of Japan.
Yeah. We don't know. We're going to see how good honestly we're going to see how slick the really are.
See how much they really fear the samurai.
If they can black up Japan, that's high skill.
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
But they might not be able to black up Japan. We don't know.
Is Cowabunga Hawaiian or
Cowabunga's Ninja just turtle.
Yep.
Ninja turtle. And Michelangelo coined that, I believe, when he came out of a sewer hole one time with a marshmallow pizza.
Get an ice cream pizza.
Remember when he used to fuck April O'Neil really, really good?
She's fucking a turtle.
Well, he had a dick.
The Howdy Doody Show, Chief Thunder Thud would exclaim it.
Oh.
Whoa. Jay Silverheels. Wow, that's wild.
Ooh. It does sound Hawaiian, though. Like Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Head writer Edward Keene, a greeting for the Native American character, Chief Thunder Thud.
Uh-oh, that's a little bit.
They were tooling on the...
Problematic?
They were tooling on the old Redskins back then.
I hate 50s television.
Yes.
What about the show? What was it called? Buck Rogers?
I would probably fucking hate it.
Soupy Sales?
What if it was science fiction? Soupy.
I like Twilight Zone.
Nightmare.
Some of this stuff is so...
I can't recall anything from the 50s. I'm just corny. Drawing a blank.
Remember, you ever watch Lassie?
I hate that.
Yeah.
Lassie sucked.
Watching Nick at Night as a kid, wanting to fucking die even back then.
Yeah.
Fuck that
shit.
That
sucked.
I hate this. That
Lassie
shit.
Lassie sucked.
Being a kid and you, all you could watch was Nick at Night.
Yeah. Remember that?
They're showing you this fucking crap.
Gilligan's Island.
Fucking Gilligan's Island. Mork and fucking Mindy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mork and Mindy, bro.
Mr. Wizard.
Mork and Mindy, bro.
Oh. Yo. Taxi, back when you were a kid?
Oh, I was, yeah.
Yo.
MASH.
Fucking yuck.
I bet MASH is good now. I bet it would be good. I just have a feeling.
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy.
Can you imagine that shit?
Stupid bastards.
There's like Petticoat Junction and Green
Stupid
Acres.
Bewitched. Bastards, Green Acres, man. And Bewitched.
I Dream of Jeannie, like the color and the way it looks. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
I Dream of Jeannie sucked. Jeez. Fucking dick. Yeah,
I have to fucking pretend. Okay.
It felt like Clockwork Orange back in the day as a kid.
Let's see here.
I always thought those were 60.
Mr. Ed.
Oh,
I hated Mr. Ed. Oh,
Wilbur.
It's a talking horse. That's the concept.
She's blowing the horse. Screaming.
This show is called Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, man.
Sucked.
That might be the one that I hate the most.
Do you
Mr.
like
Mr. Ed?
Yeah. Do you like the song?
Stupid fucking.
Oh, horse is a horse. Of course.
Ass fucking bastards.
Yeah. These guys are all on LSD writing these shows.
Fucking stupid fucking.
This is an attack on post-World War II fucking IQ. They did this so the veterans wouldn't kill all the rulers.
Stupid fucking.
This is like the modern country music. It's just real stupid shit.
Dirty fuckers.
Like Martin was good.
Oh, yes. There had to have been something good from the 50s.
Dragnet.
Dragnet was interesting.
Was okay. I don't know which was 50s and which was 60s, but.
Most of them are 60s.
The Mr. Ed vibe is just the very worst thing of all time.
The Dick Van Dyke Show and stuff like that.
Lucille Ball, I want to kill myself seeing her.
Yeah.
I think we're losing viewers right now because people don't even know what this... Who even knows what this stuff is?
Nobody. The Munsters... Just Ed Gwynn and a lot of those guys are actually really kind of good. Like Car 54 was...
Of course. I know.
Something interesting, but not as a kid.
Yeah.
Nat Hyken, the Steve Phil Silver show is the best of the 50s. Actually, Sergeant Bilko is the best.
Click Happy Days.
Yeah. I hated Happy Days.
Oh.
Ron Howard.
Yo.
Ron Howard's whole crew. It's not nice to wish bad things happen to people. I wish someone Ron Howard in the head.
I just wish.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
This stupid motherfucker, this dirty fucking.
Became the ultimate director.
The ultimate director, the ultimate filmmaker.
Da Vinci Code is really fun. The first one is, you'll be crying laughing.
It was. What movies did he make?
Don't forget his brother, Clint.
I don't want to hit him in the head. I just want someone to hit him really hard with a fucking in the head. What's the filmography here? Is it by year go down? Mm. So he did the Da Vinci Code movies,
he did Apollo 13.
The first one's funny. And the second one, too, is funny as fucking hell.
I hated, what was the one?
Cinderella Man.
Oh, I mean, the Russell Crowe days were kind of good, actually.
What was the other one that had Aerosmith in it?
I don't want to hit Ron Howard in the head with a Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
What was the one that we... that?
He's got a master class like, though,
Armageddon.
Ron Howard.
I've never seen Armageddon.
Oh, I haven't seen that in many years.
Armageddon, the space movie?
Yeah, I hated that.
It's like a plane. It's like a plane movie. Have you heard Ben Affleck talking shit about it?
Oh yeah!
No,
it's amazing.
We gotta watch it right now. Go to YouTube and do Ben Affleck.
Like, you think Ben's stupid? He's not stupid.
Oh, I can prove to you that he is stupid. Oh, but I'll show
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, Armageddon.
I can prove to you that he's goated legend.
Yeah, really?
He's got amazing cinematic intellect.
Ben Affleck's a goated legend.
Yeah, for real.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
It's not his fault. He's obsessed with Boston. They all are.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hold on a second. The longer one, 3:26.
Oh, it's in the commentary?
It's in the DVD commentary. And then do the mocking one, that right there.
I asked Michael why it was easier to train oil drillers to become astronauts than it was to train astronauts to become oil drillers, and he told me to shut the fuck up. So that was the end of that talk. He was like, "No, Ben, just shut up, okay? You know, this is a real plan, all right?" I was like, "You mean it's a real plan at NASA to train oil drillers?" He was like, "Just shut your mouth."
Oh, look.
See, here's
Malfoy.
Where we demonstrate that, because Bruce is going to tell the guys that they did a bad job of building the drill tank. He did a piss. See, he's a salt of the earth guy. And the NASA nerdonauts don't understand his salt of the earth ways, his rough and tumble ways.
That's right. Well, that's
because
your
camera.
Like,
somehow
they can build rocket ships, but they don't understand like what makes a good tranny. Like 8 whole months, as if that's not enough time to learn how to drill a hole. But in a week, we're gonna learn how to be astronauts.
One whole week? Now you know how to fly into space? I need my guys.
Why do you need them? They're the best. Everyone's the best. Why are they the best? I don't know. They just are.
Wow.
Because I work with the best.
I mean, this is a little bit of a logic stretch. Let's
John,
face it.
John,
you don't
you
know
die
jack
your hair.
About drilling. How hard can it be? Aim the drill at the ground and turn it on.
You think it's just drilling a hole? There's a lot you gotta know about. And when you're gonna break, snap off an edge in a tranny on a corner of a hot pipe, and you're gonna get a gas pocket.
Like, yeah, well... What about when the booster rockets don't fire and your EVA suit and your zero gravity, you know.
Didn't you see Apollo 13, boy?
Did he release this as a Netflix special?
That was
holy
awesome.
Fuck.
That sounds like I want to hang out with him right now.
Man, I had no idea he was good.
He's probably goated.
Damn it. Damn. Can you type in Ben Affleck, accountant to pizza scene?
Hell yeah.
I was laughing so hard at this in my hotel room one morning. right there.
Fuck yeah.
Right there.
Does he have a license to torture everybody in the world?
Yep.
The movie seemed kind of good.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow. Is it good?
Chaos.
Are accountant one and two good?
Accountant, the idea is that the...
song.
We're going to have autoplay going. He's a hitman or something with autism.
At least he's not in a wheelchair.
I wish he had to speak through a box or something.
Yeah, vocoder box.
Yeah.
That accounts for 17,477 pizzas. He's tough as shit.
He's beating ass. Fucking grunts coming out.
It was like legs kicking,
running people over with the wheelchair with tank treads on it.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Turning them into paste.
Man.
I didn't even see the fighting part. I literally didn't. All I saw was it's only accounts for that many pizzas. And I was like, who the fuck does Ben Affleck think he is? Like, how does he write himself into things like this?
He's just stretching.
He's just stretching his muscles.
Did he direct that too? I assume.
He definitely did the cinematography. He did the catering.
In the commentary.
Yeah. He did the commentary.
He did craft services.
Hell yeah. He did craft services.
He did, he was camera op.
He was key grip.
He was body double.
He set up the lights himself because he didn't trust anybody else.
Best boy.
To do it. He was the best boy. He was the runner, the coffee runner for everybody.
Oh my God. He financed it.
There's subgenre, like that middle clip right there. I'm going to walk out of here and there ain't a thing you can do about it. The subgenre of logically, coldly telling people like how they're gonna get fucked up for fucking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think you'd call it like comeuppance or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but it's just captivating. I think what it says is that people feel stepped on. And
yeah.
Like they have they're feel. I think people feel powerless. Like if you're watching that, there's those clips. They're all over the place and they're super viral. I think the people watching those and loving those, they feel like powerless.
It's what I would do if I was in that situation. I would tell the state police, "I'm walking out of here,
yeah,
a free man with $1 million in my bank,
$1.7 million from the pizzas,
and the helicopter on the roof. And you're gonna bring me to Barbados."
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, yeah, that's badass. I would do that too if I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want more Sam, Nick, and Charles?
That's going to be so good.
Become a member of MDE TV today for hours of archived videos.
I love you so much, Dad.
Yo, I love goobas.
I'll be able to hide a GoPro in her husband's suit, jacket, pocket.
It doesn't matter how many people I murder, I still got the old tent poles.
New releases, full episodes of Perfect Guy Live.
We might be
and the Sam Hyde Show.
We should see if we can get a trend going on TikTok of eating mud.
Use code PGLPOD for 50% off your first month.
Oh, that's so good, man.
Don't get left in the dirt sucking crumbs of freebie dribble drops.
We gotta bleep that out.
Stuff up on the fat hearty offerings of your new La Familia.
Hey, Mr. Commendatore, you have to have me espresso and me pasta cheese.
MDE tier members cannot redeem membership for unlimited breadsticks or other bread-related products as stated in previous offers due to legal limitations. MDE TV is not liable for your joy, happiness, health, or overall well-being. If any irritation persists,
do not call a doctor.
Just sign up and give us the most money you can and stop whining about your itchy witches.